You know, I'm starting to genuinely wonder about the mental stability of that moon-faced idiot that we have as a Prime Minister. Take a listen to this report from CCTV.
Drawing on the lessons of Europe's darkest hour, the UK Prime Minister warned it could all happen again.
Can we be so sure that peace and stability on our continent are assured beyond any shadow of doubt? Is that a risk worth taking? I would never be so rash as to make that assumption.
He harked back to the millions who died in the Second World War and the role of the European Union in bringing peace to the continent.
The European Union has helped reconcile countries which were once at each other's throats for decades. Britain has a fundamental national interest in maintaining common purpose in Europe to avoid future conflict between European countries.
Cameron pointed to the Brexit dangers of what he called a newly belligerent Russia and the risks posed by Islamic State terrorists. His speech, coupled with an emotive pro-EU video and a plea from a generation sacrificed to European war, including Britain's most decorated soldier, 92-year-old Field Marshal Edwin Bramall.
We would be going backwards, not forwards, in what we set out to cure after the terrible tragedies of the Second World War.
Those campaigning to leave the 28-nation trading bloc have ridiculed Cameron's claims. Former London Mayor Boris Johnson has accused the Prime Minister of desperation.
I don't think the Prime Minister can seriously believe that leaving the EU would trigger war on the European continent, given that he was prepared only a few months ago to urge that people should vote leave if they failed to get a substantially reformed European Union.
London's littered with memories of the horrors of World War II, so the UK Prime Minister is acutely aware of the emotional impact of his heightened rhetoric.
It comes as opinion polls in Britain remain stubbornly fixed on a 50-50 divide between those content to remain within the EU and those more than happy to leave. Richard Bestick, CCTV, London.
Not only can we call into question from that last report the mental health of the Prime Minister, but have a listen to this as well. There's also a little bit of fraud going on. Police launch investigations into Tory electoral fraud across the country. At least 8 police forces are currently investigating allegations of electoral fraud in the 2015 general election. Gloucestershire Police were the first to publicly announce an investigation, which is understood to relate to the suspicion of fraudulent activity by the Conservative Party. North Cornwall Police have also acknowledged a probe. According to the Mirror, other forces taking action are Greater Manchester, Derbyshire, West Yorkshire, North Ants, Cheshire and Staffordshire. And the editor of Labour Rebuttal suggests there are even more. There are further Tory MPs facing accusations of illegal spending in the 2015 general election campaign, which means other police forces could follow. The extraordinary development follows a meeting between the Electoral Commission, the Crown Prosecution Service and police on the 4th of May. The Electoral Commission have been investigating possible overspending by the Conservatives in both by-elections and the 2015 general election. Prior to that meeting, the Electoral Commission released the following statement. Quote, as part of the investigation launched on the 18th of February 2016 into Conservative Party campaign spending returns, it has requested that the Crown, CPS, Prosecution Service and the police consider applying for an extension to the time limit available to pursue criminal prosecutions. An extension to the time limit is necessary because if a year passes after the alleged offences, prosecutions will not be allowed. Gloucestershire Police have said, we are considering an application for extension on time to investigate. The Mirror has reported Greater Manchester Police have now been granted an extension and Derbyshire and West Yorkshire have also applied for one. The allegations of fraud largely relate to the Tories' much-lauded 2015 battle bus, which shuttled activists around the country in the lead-up to the general election. The expenses for this campaigning tool were declared under the party's national return, but detailed investigations by Channel 4 News and The Mirror suggest the battle bus was used to encourage constituents to vote for local candidates. In those circumstances, expenses should have been listed on local returns and would have pushed many candidates over the legal spending limit. This would be in breach of the Representation of the People Act, the RPA, of 1983. MPs found guilty could face up to 1 year in prison, substantial fines, and be barred from office for 3 years. Furthermore, Channel 4 News discovered that the Conservatives failed to declare, in any return, more than £38,000 in accommodation costs for the battle bus campaigners as they were travelling around the country. A Conservative Party spokesperson excused this as an error. The potentially devastating scandal was discussed in the House of Commons on the 5th of May. The SNP's Peter Wishart commented, quote, "The claims are absolutely extraordinary and centre around Conservative candidates. Surely we must now hear what the government's view on this is, and there must be no whiff or suggestion that this government cheated its way to power." The Conservatives' leader of the House, Chris Grayling, responded, quote, "It is for proper authorities to address issues whenever they arise." He's right. The onus is now on the individual police forces to decide to act, and it seems many are doing so. The Electoral Commission essentially paved the way by calling on the police and prosecution services to consider extensions. But it's up to the individual police forces in the affected areas to launch inquiries into the matter and seek the necessary extensions by mid-June. Many police forces have now got the ball rolling. For the sake of a healthy democracy, let's hope all of them follow suit. So, if they cheated their way to power, if that's what you can call it, in the 2015 general election by fiddling their expenses, what's to say they're not going to do the same when we are supposed to vote to leave the EU?